All right, so today's topic is on transposing with a capo. Transposing is just a fancy word. It's not some, you know, secret society or something. it's just a fancy word for changing the key. There's 12 keys, and you can play any piece of music in any key. You do not have to play it in the original key. Now, in this particular example, we're doing a Redemption song, and I'll just use myself. It goes, Oh, pirates, yes, they rabbi. Now that's way too high for me. I have a choice. I can sing the whole thing an octave lower. Oh, pirates, yes, they rabbi. Da da dee da 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 da. But it could be too low for my voice as well and not necessarily serviceable for the song. So in this particular case, we're going to just assume that I want to take the key down. The original, you know, place where it's written, where Bob sang it was, oh, pirate. And I have to use my falsetto voice to do that. Falsetto means you're not in your normal range, right? So the main thing is you can't transpose an open G chord down because it has open strings and you can't get any lower than zero, right? But at the 12th fret, everything repeats. So if you were to play like a G chord on frets 15, 14, and then open, and then 15, like a G chord shape at the 3rd fret, moved up 3 frets above the 12th fret, it would still sound like some kind of weird G chord, because everything repeats at the 12th fret. So you can't transpose the capo below fret 0, but you can take it down from fret 12. Does that make sense? And so if you put the capo on, let's say, fret 10, you would be transcribing the tune down one whole step, or the key of F. If you took it down to, let's say, fret 7, you would be taking it down that many half steps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 half steps. If you took it to the 5th fret, which is where we happen to be right now, you just transpose the whole tune down 7 half steps. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You're going 7 frets down from fret 12. As far as what key you're in, well, 7 frets down from fret 12 happens to be the key of C. But you're not going to think about that. You don't even need to know that. You just find the right place for the capo. And now, personally, I'm not showing off or something, but I don't use capos too much because I can transpose my head. You know, I can just play a C chord. Oh, pirates, yes, they rabbi. And then I adjust all the other chords according to that key, which is an entirely different topic. But for now, let's play a little bit in that key that we just did. You're still playing G. Your capo is at the fret 5. And you just transpose the song down 7 half steps. And it goes probably much better for both of our voices. Like 2, 3. Oh, pirates, yes, they rabbi. Much better for my voice and yours too. And it doesn't mean necessarily that you have to stick with that key. You could experiment and see if what your best key is. But generally speaking, I sing my songs a good 1/4 below the original. And right now we happen to be exactly, well, a 1/4 or a 1/5 below. And right now we happen to be exactly a 1/5 below the key. I know that doesn't mean anything to you, but this is just generally where I end up. If a song's written in G, I know I'm going to end up in like C, usually. Or if a song's in like E, I'll end up in B or A or something. But and I do that with my rock band. I never sing any songs in the original keys. I just can't hit those notes. And a lot of times people don't notice either. Since I have the strength in my own little range, I never thought I could sing. Growing up, I always got teased for trying to sing in other people's keys. Finally, it took me 30 years to figure out my range. And now that I know my range, people are like, oh, you got a nice voice. What a change, right? That's a huge thing. And I never practiced singing or anything, but because I know this little trick, how to transpose, I can play gigs, you know, like nobody's business. So there we go. Let's play a little bit and just get used to putting the capo or transposing your chords relative to the capo.